It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I've thought about you this weekend, and I've collected some things from different neighbors of mine. I'll show you. First of all, I want you to see this. Would you by any chance know what that might be? That is a piece of paper that I call a rubbing, because I put that paper up against a tree and then took a crayon and just went like that and made a rubbing of the bark. I'd like you to see how I did it. Yeah. Just take a look at how I did that rubbing of the tree. Every tree that you rub will be different, and you'll get a different picture. But if you have some leaves, you can do rubbings of them, too. And I have these leaves that I've collected. Let's take them to the kitchen. I think it'll be easier to make our rubbings on the kitchen table. Hi, fish. Get some paper and some crayons. You can use almost any kind. Here's a nice one. Get a pretty leaf. Let's make a rubbing of that leaf. You just put the leaf down on the table and then put the paper right over it, like that. Take a crayon and on the side, press fairly hard. You see? There's the rubbing, and there's the leaf. If you want to make a design, you can make another rubbing somewhere else on the page. Even make your own wrapping paper, if you like. Now there are two leaves on there, because we did two rubbings. Let's try some other leaves. Let's try this one. Make a rubbing of it. Oops. I tore the paper because I rubbed it too hard. I'll try again. Yeah, that's pretty. Every leaf is different. Oh, and if you look at them up into the light, you can see some of the inside color. Gee, they're beautiful. Some leaves are fancy on the outside, and some leaves are fancy on the inside, just like people. Some are fancy on the outside, Some are fancy on the inside, yes, sir. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy, you grow up to be a bigger boy, and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl, you grow up to be a bigger girl, and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys can be the daddies, only the boys. Only girls can be the mummies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. That made a nice design. Look at that. It's a fancy leaf, isn't it? I want to try one of these little ones. This is ivy. This leaf. Ivy. Use a different color. Oh, doesn't that come through well? Look how pretty that ivy leaf is. Rubbing of an ivy leaf. Isn't that nice? A little one. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's go see who that might be there. Let's go see. Oh, it's Mrs. McFeely. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Come in.
Why, you have a huge leaf.
Well, on the way over, when I saw you just briefly, I saw those leaves of yours, and I thought I'd bring you this. I went to the conservatory.
Oh, thanks. Come on into the kitchen.
Thank you.
Oh, I dropped one here. Such a big one. Would you like to make a rubbing?
It's called a philodendron.
All right.
How do you do this rubbing business?
Well, you just take a crayon, choose your color.
Red.
All right. And have a piece of paper. And just put the paper over it and rub with the crayon.
Okay.
That's called a rubbing.
You can see the outline.
Mm-hmm.
Come right through. It's a pretty big leaf. I can't fit it all on one piece of paper, Mr. Rogers.
No, but it looks very nice. Look there. See? Isn't that a beauty?
Nice.
Put one piece further down.
Another section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like this. It comes through so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do this at home. I have some plants at home. These might look really nice. Now, if we put them together.
Sure, you put them together. Get some more of it.
What else you can do with this leaf?
What? Fan.
Yep.
Would make a good fan. Let me fan.
That's funny.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
It's yours.
Thank you. I think I'd like to give it to you.
Thanks,
you keep
very
it?
Much. All right, I'd be glad to.
You know, Mr. Rogers, I have a very interesting little animal at my house that I think that you and your friend might really like to see. Would you like to come over and see it?
We would. Shall we come now?
No, I have a few errands to do. Just come in a little while, a few
All
minutes.
All right.
I have to run along.
Gee, Mrs. McFeely, thank you.
You're welcome. I like your leaves.
Really graceful.
See you later.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The light really comes through that one beautifully. Light doesn't come through people. It does come through leaves, though. Well, she said not to come right away. We could have a little time for make-believe. I think it might be fun to pretend that Mrs. McFeely was in the neighborhood of make-believe today. All right? And let's have her be with Lady Elaine Fairchild, putting up some signs for Lady Elaine's flying for Jupiter. All right?
F F J, flying for Jupiter. What a happy time! Come on, oh, these flags, you can hardly ever catch them. Yeah, here. Now, Mrs. McFeely, please put it down in that little place there. That's it, right down in here. Oh, these signs look good, Mrs. McFeely. Flying for Jupiter. Let's put some more over here. Museum ground. Museum ground. That's it, sweetie. Very good. Okay. Have enough there? All righty. What, dear?
I just have one question.
What is your question, Spouted Forth?
Are you sure you want to go to Jupiter?
Well, of course I'm sure. A woman needs to show that she can go far, far away, too.
Oh, but to Jupiter. And what are you going to use for a spaceship?
Spaceship. That's an excellent question, Mrs. McFeely.
Excellent question.
Yeah. Could you help me? My arm's kind of coming out of this one place here. That's
it. Sure. These spacesuits are hard to keep on.
They are. That's good, dear. Thank you. Now, my spaceship, let me see. What will I use this time?
Don't you think it's a little late to be thinking about what are you going to use for your spaceship?
Oh, no, never too late for a spaceship. This time, I think I'll use leaves.
Leaves?
Sure, leaves.
You mean like plain ordinary tree leaves?
That's right, why not? I'll just rub them together and make them fly. Fly, fly, fly away.
They might fly, but will you?
Sure, I'll sit on them.
Well, you sitting on a mat of leaves and flying to Jupiter.
Good.
This now, I would like to see.
You'll be able to see it. Now, how about getting me some of those leaves?
Oh, now you want me to get you the leaves.
Right.
Okay, where should I get them from?
X the owl has plenty. He has a whole tree full over there.
Okay, I'll go and ask him.
Enough to make that mat for me to sit on now.
Okay, Lady Elaine, I'll do my best.
Sure, that's good enough for me, dear. Good enough for Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine taking off for Jupiter on a mat of leaves. Wait till I tell this to X the owl. X?
Why, Mrs. McFeely, how in the world are you?
I'm fine, X, but I have an extremely strange request for you.
Request? Mm-hmm. You mean you want something from me?
Well, actually, I want something from your tree.
My tree? Oh, Mrs. McFeely, you don't want to chop my tree down, do you?
No.
I mean, I've been living here all this time.
No, X, I just need some leaves from your tree.
Oh, leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, as you can see, my tree has plenty of leaves. I even have saved some inside. I sometimes jump on my leaves.
I'd like to see you jump in your leaves.
Yeah, I really like. I get in them and then I just fly them all over the place and, you know, romp.
Romp?
Yeah, I'll get you some, Mrs. McFeely. Just
Thank
a minute.
Now that's what I call one cooperative owl. Hi, Francois Clemens, what is that outfit you have
on? Hi. This is my professor's robe. I'm from OCS.
OCS?
All Correspondence School, dear OCS.
I hear my song,
Hi, X.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Clemens. How do you know the OCS song?
Well, I'm teaching a course at your school, X.
And you're bringing it to me?
That's right.
Another course for me from the OCS.
That's right. The course is Early American Owl History.
Oh, whoopee! You're my teacher.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. McFeely. I guess I just got carried away.
Not as carried away as Lady Elaine expects to be on these leaves.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Lady Elaine is the person that sent me here to get these leaves. She's going to make a mat out of them, and she expects to sit on it and fly to Jupiter.
Lady Elaine flying to Jupiter?
On my leaves?
That's what she says.
Boy, tell her I hope she likes it.
Tell her I hope she makes it.
Well, I'll tell her both things, and thank you both for your help.
Okay, sure, Miss McFeely.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, Lex, you ready for your first lesson?
My first history lesson. I sure am. Come on inside, Professor Clemens.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped 96.
Oh. Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Now, did I ding the bell?
Yep.
Okay.
97.
Oh, Lady Lane, this one's a very small one. Do you want to use it?
Of course I want to use a small one. It's great. That's 98. Small one's great. 98.
And there's the last one.
99. 99 leaves to take me off to Jupiter. These are going to be just fine, Mrs. McFeely. You sure can pick a good leaf when you want to.
Well, it was really X that chose these leaves for you, Lady.
Well,
Lane.
It's his leaves that are going to Jupiter. His leaves will be in the history books.
I really think that will probably please him because he's just started a course in early American owl history.
Owl history from the OCS?
Yes, and guess who brought it?
Martha Washington.
No.
Betsy Ross.
No, it's a man. Guess again.
Lafayette Fessenden.
No, it was Professor Francois Clemens.
Francois Clemens in make-believe? That's great. He can sing, sing, sing when I launch off to Jupiter. Whoopee!
You know, Lady Lane, I still can't understand how these leaves are going to carry you to Jupiter, but I'd really like to see you do it.
We'll find a way, Mrs. McFeely. Come on inside. We'll look up a few things in the encyclopedia.
A for aerodynamics, Lady Elaine?
A for anything. Come on, dearie. You're a good sport.
It'd be fun to make believe about Lady Elaine going on 99 leaves to Jupiter. Those leaves that X the owl gave her. Mm-hmm. X is going to study history with Professor Clemens. Do you know what it means to study history? Well, everybody has a history. I was born a baby boy, and I grew to be a little bigger boy, and I'd see children who were going to school, and I'd think, gee, I wonder if I'll ever be able to go to school. And after a while, I got to go to school, and then I'd see the big boys and girls in high school, and I'd wonder if I'd ever get to high school. But I did. And after high school, I got a job. And after that, I got to be a father. And then I was able to talk with children on television. That's my story. Everybody has a story. And story is like history. It even sounds the same. You see, in the beginning, I was born a baby, and then I grew. And I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's just the same. You see, in the beginning, you were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Your story is your history. You can talk with lots of people about their stories. Mm-hmm. And that'll be their histories. Yeah. The story of a real person is the history. You think it's about time we could go to Mr. McFeely's? Mrs. McFeely ought to be back soon. Let's see what that little animal is that she wants to show us. Ready to go? Okay, let's come along.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day
good
to
day
you.
Good day to you. Is Mrs. McFeely here?
Well, no, she's not here right now. She'll be back shortly, though.
I see. Well, she was over at my place a little while ago, and she gave me a leaf. Oh, these are beautiful. What is this?
This is a fern.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Look how they go. They cross like that. I love leaves. Yeah, she gave me a leaf to make a rubbing of, and she told me that you had an animal here.
Well, yes, we do have an animal, but I would rather you wait till she gets here, because I never did warm up to those creatures.
Oh, I see.
Today I have a little extra time, so I'm just taking care of some ferns, watering them and loosening
fern
the dirt
is
here.
Beautiful. But look here. Would you mind taking it off just a minute? Bet we could make a good rubbing of this table.
It has a nice texture.
Certainly does. Do you have any paper and crayons?
Well, yes, I do. I'll just be right back. Have them right inside.
Thanks. Boy, that would add to our collection. Look at that. Three, two, three.
Here we go.
Thanks very much.
There's some paper for you.
Now, just need one.
There's some crayons. Pick your color.
Thank you. You see, I think I'll have violet here.
All righty.
And just watch this come out. It makes a nice design on there.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. Hello, David.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, dear.
Just making a rubbing of your table here.
Another rubbing. I'm sorry I'm late to show you the animal. Come on in. It's called a caiman.
A caiman.
That's what it's called.
Are you going
to
count?
Well, yes. You go first. I don't want to get too close to the caiman.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Caiman.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Well, it's still in its box, I see.
Oh, it looks like an alligator.
Keep it in this box when it's in the house, because sometimes it screws around pretty fast.
Where are you putting the gloves on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, dear, I'll take the box. Go. Oh.
Caiman. It really looks very much like an alligator, doesn't it?
Oh, it's related to an alligator and related to a crocodile, too.
Look at it.
It stays very, very still sometimes, because that's when it lives in the jungle by a river or something. No one can see it. Nothing can see it because it blends right in with leaves or mud or whatever.
Can you notice that thing under its in its throat there? I think it shows it's breathing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why you want to be so quiet when you're around them.
I think it's because it's so quiet that you want to be quiet too, or I certainly find that I do. I don't think it likes this chain very much. When it's out in the yard, it doesn't have to have it.
Huh.
And when it's at the zoo, it doesn't have to have it either. It looks like it's kind of grinning almost because it has such a wide mouth.
Yes, it has a wide mouth, but it also has teeth that show, too.
Well, that's why when you're handling them, you just wear gloves. And I like this caiman. It's one of the most unusual animals I've ever taken care of, and that's especially interesting.
Why did the zoo ask you to keep it for a while?
Well, they had a whole litter of these born, and they couldn't take care of them all at the same time, so they said, could I take care of one of them?
Look. You notice its eyelid. It goes this way, over and back. Well, I think I've had my visit with the caiman today.
It's a nice, quiet visit.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you, Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome.
For the interesting things you always have. Is it okay if I take that rubbing of the table with me?
Please go
right
ahead.
Thank
you.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you all. Good day, Mr. Caiman. Thank you.
why Mr. McFeely didn't like that animal. Maybe it was because it didn't move at all. It was very still. Maybe it was because it had those little teeth showing. Or maybe it was because it didn't have any fur. There are lots of things that make people wonder about different animals. Well, it's time for me to go now. You know, animals have histories too. So do plants and trees, and all real things do. And I like to think about those things and do things with you. It's a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Maybe you could find some things at your home that you could make some rubbings off. Yeah. Yours will be special because you're special. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.